Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Daled, dealing with the halachos of fire on Shabbos, and what you can do to save things, where you can save them to, and what items can be saved. We actually have one Mishneh Berurah left over from yesterday's shir, which we didn't have an opportunity to do, Sivkatan Chavav. Yesterday we brought down that you're only allowed to go and bring things, according to the first more machmir opinion, to a place that is Ma'urav. When you take it out of the house, you have to bring it to a place that has an Erev. But then he brings down the Ramah, V'yesh Mekilin, Ap L'sha'enam Ma'urav. You're allowed to bring it to a place that doesn't have an Erev. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkatan Chavav explains, V'uhadin Dafilu Rishus Harabim Shari, even allowed to bring it from the house into Rishus Harabim, because you're not carrying it, as we spoke yesterday, you're talking about wearing the clothing, so it's permissible, Shari, Kivin Shinosam Kiderech Malbush, as opposed to carrying it, which would not be allowed. Since you're wearing it over here, you're allowed to wear it not only into a non-Erev area, but even into a Rishus Harabim. And he says, how do we pask it? He says, Abach Pasach Kider Rishona, the Bach pask like the more Machmer first opinion, that you wouldn't be allowed to do this. However, Abol Kol HaChronim Pasku Kider Zu, but the majority of the Achronim, passing over here like this more lenient opinion, and in the Sharetzion Oshid Zayin, he brings down, this is the Nachlat Tzvi, the Prisha, the Yerabah, in the name of the Levush, and the grass. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that says, this is brought down by the Tur in the name of the Bala Truma, as you can see in the Bir Hagola Oskuf, the Kol Hatzol Shamarnu, everything that we've been talking about until now, that you're allowed to go and save certain things on Shabbos from a fire, but you're restricted in doing it in certain ways and into certain places, that's only talking about L'chotzer Umava Yesmuch L'Rishus HaRabim, when you're bringing it into a yard or an alleyway that is next to Rishus HaRabim. And we're concerned that you're bringing it to the Rishus HaRabim. So that's why the rabbis restricted it. And likewise, we're talking about a place, V'gam Eino Makorim. These don't have a roof to them, and therefore they're too similar, the Dome, Rishus HaRabim, and therefore a person could make an error and bring it into the Rishus HaRabim, which would be a problem. U'mishum Hachi Ein Matirim L'Hatzil, and that's why the rabbis prohibited you from saving Elom Mazon Shalosh Sudos U'chele Matzrichim, except for the three meals, as we described, and the food utensils that are needed to have those three meals. However, the Mechaber says, Avo lebayis acher she'erav imo, but to another house that has an erev connected to this house. Yochel hotzi kol mashiyotze. There are no restrictions in that situation. You can bring from one house into another area that has a connection to it via an erev, and you can bring out as much food as you want, as much utensils as you want. And he says, V'af l'chotzer lo amru el l'chotzer chavera. And that which we're talking about over here, that we restricted you into bringing out three meals and certain utensils, that's only into the chotzer of your friend. But if you're bringing it into your own chotzer, avo l'chotzer shelo, she'eino tzricha erev, which obviously doesn't require an erev, it's your house, your courtyard, so you can bring out whatever you want, yochol l'chotzi kol mashiyotze. There is no concern over here, and the rabbis didn't put in any of these restrictions that we've been talking about in this sin until now, in terms of limiting how much food or how many utensils you can bring out. If you bring it from your house into your courtyard, these restrictions don't apply, according to this makel opinion that the Mechaber brings down over here, the name of the Bala Truma. However, he then brings down, in the name of the Tur, whose own opinion, he says this is the opinion of the Ran and the Ramban, Yesh Omrim She'ein Chiluk. There is no distinction over here, that all the restrictions that applied till now apply even if you're bringing it into your own courtyard. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkat and Chav Zayin, that which the Mechaber told us, Rotz Lomer, the Kivin Shu Makoris, since this area has a ceiling or a roof to it, Ein Adoma Klal Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't resemble in any way Rishus HaRabim, which of course doesn't have a roof to it, the less Bezeh Gezerah, and therefore the rabbis didn't institute a prohibition over here, Gezerah, Shemayotzi Rishus HaRabim, that you may mistake this and then go and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. The fact that it has a roof would take away that need to make such a Gezerah. Even though the Gemara did not say this reason, the Gemara said, because in your anxiousness and in your desire to go and save stuff, you may come to put out the fire, and that's why the rabbis restricted it. So according to that understanding, however, it's really a combination that you may come to put out the fire, but we're only concerned about you may come to put out the fire in a situation where you could also be carrying it into a Rishus HaRabim. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Chav Ches explains, in your own courtyard, you don't need an Erev. What does this mean? So Mishnah Berurah explains, She'ein ba diurin, there's nobody living over there, and therefore there is no need for an Erev in this situation. As Dirshu footnote number 26 tells us, we will learn in Simon Shin Ayin, Shechotze She'ein ba diurin, Acherim Ein Tzarech L'orev. If a courtyard that you own has nobody else living in it, then it doesn't need an Erev around it. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'dame kibayis echot. It's like one house. You don't have to carry, have an Erev from one room to another room. So if you have a deleika, shenofa bo deleika in one room, shemuta lohotzi mecheide lecheide lekuliyama, v'lo gozer was there. The other rabbis never instituted any restriction. So Rachman al Sam, if someone has a fire in the living room, they would be able to bring stuff into the dining room. Again, I must always point out, we're talking when there's absolutely no concern of pikuach nefashos. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nechav Tes tells us, yesh omrim she'en chiluk, the Machmir opinion over here that we brought down at the end of the Mechaber over here says that we don't make such a distinction. Sviral Hu, the Mishnah explains that this opinion holds. Kivan that tam shema yishkach v'yavu l'chabos, since we're saying the reason in the Gemara is that you may come to forget that it's Shabbos and put out the fire, so mali chotzer or mali bayis. What difference does it make if it's your courtyard or in your house? Mali im chotzer hu sharabim, it belongs to multiple people, or chotzer Shiloh, or it's a private courtyard. If the concern is you may come to forget yourself and put it out and forget that it's Shabbos, so then that applies in any of these reasons. Mishnah Berurah says, how do we pass it? He says you can rely upon the more lenient opinion. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis is going to discuss various types of items that are holy. They have a certain kedusha to them. So what are you allowed to do to save them on Shabbos as opposed to food or your own personal items? Here you're talking about something that has intrinsic kedusha to it, possibly, and you don't want it to be destroyed by the fire. So the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Kol Kisviya Kodesh, any holy writings, Matzilin, Ha'idna, Mipnei Hadleker. You're allowed to go save them nowadays because of the fire. The Korin Behem, Afilu Ksuvim B'Choloshen, and we're allowed to read from them, even though they're written in any language. Afilu Ksuvim B'Sam U'B'Sikren, even if they're not written with Dio, even if they're written with other types of dyes, various types, the Ramah says, Pirish Minei Tzivonin, various types of agents that will color, that will be able to be written with, or any other thing, or B'Chol Dover, anything that will mark, anything that will make writing possible. So there are two very basic dinim over here that the Mechaber is telling us over here. Number one, you're allowed to save these things. And number two, they have holiness to them. You're allowed to use them. You're allowed to read from them. Now, let's understand this better by reading the Mishnah Berurah inside, Sivkot and Lamed. The Mishnah Berurah tells us what's included over here in Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, Tanakh, Ugemara, V'chol HaSvarim. This includes, obviously, all 24 books of Tanakh, the Gemara, and all Svarim. What do we mean by all Svarim? So Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Hainu afilu shar chidush Torah, anything that a person writes down that is Torah. And he says, v'daf shekosubo rak posuk echad, otvilas brich shmei, and even something that has a very small amount of Torah on it, just one posuk, or even the paragraph of brich shmei. So there, Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure if you're allowed to go and save it on Shabbos, if it would, Rachman al-Islam, be burned up in the fire if you didn't. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'torah shebichsav kodemus lahatzil l'torah shebal peh." If you unfortunately can only bring out one thing, and you have Tanakh or you have a Gemara, so you bring out the Tanakh. V'afilu torah shebal peh mushalim o muskarmlo. And even if the sefer that you have on torah shebal peh, let's say a Gemara, is not yours, it's borrowed or you rented it from somebody else. V'imlo yatzil l'torah shebal peh. And if you don't save this item, yitzorach l'shalim ma'aleim. Besides the fact it'll be destroyed, you now owe that person the X amount of dollars that safer costs. Nevertheless, even in that situation, afilu hochi, Torah shebichsav kodem. He brings down from the Elie Rabbah in the name of the Sefer Chassidim that even in this situation when you would suffer financial loss, nevertheless, a Tanakh would take precedence over any Torah shebal peh sefer. And he says, Vatzolas hameis kodem l'sorim. And Rachman al-Islam, if there's a dead body over there, so if you can only take out the dead body or a Tanakh, so then the dead body would take precedence over a Tanakh. And this is also found in the Elie Rabbah in the name of the Sefer Chassidim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph. He says, nowadays, Matzilin Ha'idna, you're allowed to go and save any type of book nowadays. What does he mean over here, Ha'idna, nowadays? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber wrote over here, nowadays, Ha'dinokat Biloshon Ha'idna is teaching us Mishum Dirotso L'sayim, because he wanted to conclude at the end, Afilu Kesuvim B'chol Loshon V'chule, even if it's written in a non-Hebrew language. What does this mean? Ubeir Hadavar, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this means, Dinei Mitzaradin basically the halacha lemaisa really should be the Torah shebichsav in kosin eluksav ashuris. Torah from Tanakh, you're not allowed to really write down in any way you want. You're really supposed to only write it in ksav ashuris, which is our Hebrew letters, which is huaksav shall say for Torah, the lettering in the sefer Torah, ubalashon kodesh, you have to write in Hebrew. And v'torah shebal peh, all of the other Torah that we have called Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, Hashas, Svarim, the Gemara, and all the poskim, and all the Svarim on the Gemara, also lichtov, you're really not allowed to write them down. That's why it's called Torah Shebal Peh. Elakorin also be'al peh. You're supposed to learn it by heart. But unfortunately, miskatnu adoros, so we know the famous statement from Rabbi that we are allowed to go and write down all the Torah Shebichsav because of Eis Lasos Lashem, if it wouldn't be for the fact that we wrote down the Gemara and the Mishnayis and all the other Torah Shebal Peh, then nobody would be able to know it today. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im Shina, if you were to technically go and change it, Hein, Torah Shebichsav, Shekasov Shelo Kedin, Bichsov B'Shono, technically, if you were to write down Tanakh and not write it in the way that it's supposed to be written or in the language that it's supposed to be written, or Oim Kosav Shabal Peh, or if you technically wrote down the Torah Shabal Peh, technically, in Karmbim, you're not allowed to use this Min HaDin, the pure halacha, would be that you're not allowed to get benefit from this and not allowed to use them. V'gam Ein Matzilos on Shabbos, Mi'am Dleika, and you wouldn't be allowed to save them on Shabbos from a fire. The Osul Taltulam Klaw, you're not supposed to move them at all. However, the point that the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Mechaber wrote Ha'idna, is after the fact, after Eis Lasos Lashem Eferu Sosecha, when Rebbe said we should write all this down, Avol Ha'idna de Batsuliba, when our amount of knowledge has gone down tremendously, Knismayit Adas Zikaron, and we don't have the same wisdom and the same abilities and the same memory that they had, so therefore, Hutu Lichtov Torah Shebal Peh, we are given permission to write down Gemara, write down Mishnayis, write down all the Shakal V'Tarya, Kidei Shelo Yishtaku, because otherwise it would have been forgotten. V'gam B'chol K'sav V'loshen, and likewise, we're allowed to write it down in any script or in any language that we want in order to remember it. V'gam Torah Shebichsav V'choloshen, and this includes even the Torah Shebichsav, the Tanakh, we can write it in any language that we want, B'chol K'sav, and in any print that we want. Kidei Shiavinu Kolo Misteria Torah, in order to keep forever the holy Torah that we have, both the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, together and remember it for future generations. Kiena Kol B'Kiyin B'Lashon HaKodesh, because nowadays many people don't know in Hebrew. The plethora of Svarim, the proliferation of wonderful English and other foreign language explanations of the Torah, is phenomenal for people that can't speak Hebrew. V'Samchu Kol Zeh Amad D'Chsiv, and this is all based upon the famous Heter, the Rebbe said, Eis Lasos Lashem Heferus Orsecha. Darshin in the Pasuk, he says, this means that sometimes, in order to preserve the Torah, you have to actually go and break the Torah. Again, only under very rare circumstances, and only under the Gedole Yisrael giving sanction to this. And Dusha footnote number 31 brings down, V'acha Shiritiru Mishum Eis Lasos Lashem, once we have this Heter to go and write down the Tanakh in all different languages and to write down Torah Shebal Peh, so the Chazon Ish writes, Af lechatchila yochol likros bo. It's not a bidyevet anymore, now it's a lechatchila. Beli l'shar l'chashev haim yochol limso Tanakh hakosu b'kashus mitzad adin. You don't have to go look for a perfect Tanakh that's written in Ashuris and written in Hebrew, but you're allowed to go and read from any other Tanakh as well, lechatchila. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Lochein korin behen." We're allowed to read from them, and therefore, matzilin osam ibnei adleik b'shabbos, and we're allowed to save them on Shabbos because they're now holy svarim. They're now kisvei hakodesh. Usvarim shalonu shiksuvim b'lshonam shal kusim v'nim tzatzlam. But if we were to find our svarim in the hands of kusim, the Samaritans, who are not shomer Torah mitzvos, yesh l'stapik im tunim gniza. Do we have to go and put away their books, bury their books that we find? They have the shame of Hashem in them, and they are Torah and works of Tanakh. Nevertheless, do we have to be gonez them? Do they have kedusha to them? Because the only heter that we're allowed to go write down into English or into other languages and using other scripts is because of Eis Lasos Hashem, because that will preserve the Torah. So for them, they don't have this heter of Eis Lasos Hashem because they're not doing it properly. So therefore, if you'd find books in their possession that are written in foreign languages, it's not clear whether they would have the same halachic status. And he says the Mogen Avraham has an arichus on this. Ayin in the Mogen Avraham, Sheherich Od Bazeh, he discusses this great length. Dishu footnote number 29 brings down the tam of the reasoning over here. She also likro b'sefer shenichtav shelo kedino, af shenichtav kedei limobo. What was the svara behind not being able to go and use the sefer that was written not in the proper Hebrew script and in Hebrew? What was the reasoning behind not using it? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, shechayavim lichtov dafka sefer Torah kosher. You're only allowed to write kosher Tanakh. You're not allowed to make up other forms of Tanakh. Ke'ein hatzivoy, kisvu lechem es ha-shira zos. Based upon the pasuk that says, you shall write it this way, over here, this shira. Amram, hiniach ha-sadavit tzarchiyan, he's left with a question, v'chi osu lumo b'sefer Torah, shechosu bo'os achas u'kedome, and if you have a slightly puzzled sefer Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to learn from that? So he doesn't understand exactly what the isser would be to learn from a non-perfect sefer Torah. And he says, furthermore, Hari Mefurish the Gemara in Gittin says, Shikosi Megillah l'slamid, but you're allowed to write a Megillah to learn from it, even though it may not be a perfectly kosher Megillah. So he's left with a Tzorach Ian. The issue foot number 30 brings down from the Sharat Zion in Siv Kutin Lamed Zayin that when you write it, a Tanakh in other languages, She'enu Tzorach Lichtov Dafku B'dio, then you don't have to use ink, proper D-O. And the Chazon Ish adds, She'av Shel Tzorach Anoshim She'enam Yodim Loshon HaKodesh, even though this is being written for people that don't know Hebrew, that's why you're writing in a foreign language, Mutu Lichtov Sefer Torah Nevi Muksuvim B'Shar L'Shonos, and you're allowed to write it, as we just said, all Tanakh in other languages. He says, nevertheless, Roy Lichtov Sefer Sholem Ayidei Sofer Kosher Al HaKlafu B'dio, you should still write that, he says, on parchment and with proper ink, like a Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, even though you're writing in a foreign language. And if you can't do this, then, only then, then you can write part of the Sefer, you don't have to write the entire thing. And he adds, for example, if you have to write only part of the Megillah in order to be able to learn from it, and you're allowed to because of Eis Lasos Lashem, so he says, then you don't have to be careful to write it with a klaf and with dio. However, he says, af lo besofer, and you don't even have to use a sofer, or mutab defus, you could publish it, use a printing press. However, you're talking shetzorch ledakdik lechoso beloshen kosher, but you still should try to write it in Hebrew, if at all possible. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, if you have a Tanakh that was printed by non-Jews, so Dayin Weiss Atzal in the Minchas Yitzchak brings down, Sha'af b'isha also lilmod mehem, you're not allowed to read from such a sefer, mikom makom tzorach legonzo, you have to hide it away. If you have a book that has items of kfira in it as well as Torah, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal in Digros Moshe brings down, Sha'af imyesh bo psukim v'shemos ha-kodesh mikom makom ton srefa, you're allowed to destroy it, you're supposed to destroy it because of the kfira inside of it, even though they also quote psukim. And finally, Sefer Shechover Ayidei Shomer Torah Mitzvos, a person who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvos writes a Sefer. However, the Mechaber has certain unusual ideas over there that are foreign from our Mesorah. So the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down that you have to hide that work away, Shaton Gniza. However, he says, Ma'od Tzorch L'Srachik Milumod B'Sram Kelo, but certainly one should not learn from such Svarim. Mechaber continues and writes, V'chein matbeya brachos shetovu chacham. If you were to find written down the nusach of the brachos, and it's going to be burned in this fire, so matzilin osaman adleika, you're also allowed to take out this bencher or something like that, you're also allowed to take it out and save it from the fire, matzilin osaman adleika, or mimokom taturfa. And likewise, if it's found in a place that is a mokom turfa, what does that mean? The Ramah says, pirush, mokom megula the hefker, in a place where it's open and going to be destroyed, possibly, or it's a place that's hefker and it's going to be trampled upon or treated in an inappropriate manner. So you're also allowed to go and save this on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis tells us that when the Mechaber said you can even save books over here that are written in non-DO, non-pure ink that's used for writing on a parchment, but any other type of a writing material, so he says, this is koi aksuvim ucholoshen. This is talking about that you're allowed to write them in any language. Avolmi uksuvim atanach beloshen hakodesh. But if you're writing a Tanakh in Hebrew, lohut likros behen imayuksuvim shelo b'dio, then you really shouldn't be reading from them unless they're written in a proper way with ink. The Medina tzorach lichtov Tanakh beloshen hakodesh b'dio, because the proper way is you're supposed to write a Tanakh in Hebrew language, Hebrew writing, and with ink on a parchment. However, since we are allowed to go write it now in other languages because of the heter of Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu So Sechel Kanal, as we've already explained, nevertheless, Avol Lashanos Midio Lahuta, where do we also get the heter not to write it if you're writing in Hebrew in any way other than with Dio? That the dispensation wasn't given for. That's in terms of reading for them. But if they were written, and now you're talking about saving it from fire, or do you have to go and store it away? These have to be saved from a fire, and they also have to be put into a geniza if they were written even with sam and sikra. Brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham in the Shagas Aryeh. The issue footnote number 33 brings down that the Chazon Ish said that these svarim that you're not supposed to read from, Sha'af shetunim gniza mikol mokom einon tunim gniza b'chlicheres, you don't have to bury them in a chlicheres, gam im yesh behem askoros, even if they have the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Gimel brings down Shekol Zeh Huta Lichtov Zmanenu. Nowadays, you're allowed to write down even the Makbeah the Brachos. You can have a bencher. You're allowed to write down paper, anything that you need to write down in order to make sure that people will remember it. Ulavaruch L'spalbem Sidurim and things like that that you're going to go and daven from or learn from Mishum Es Lasos Hashem because of this famous din. V'alkein, and therefore, Mimele Tzorich Lahatzila Min Adleika, you're obligated to save them from a fire, V'gam Tunim Gneza B'chol, and on a weekday, you would have to go and bury them if they got destroyed, Shliyu Menochem B'mokum Hefker, and they shouldn't be left out in a place that is Hefker. We're in the middle of this sif, but we will stop over here. It's a good break point. That concludes today's shir.